praise God for each of you on the call today. Truly, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, God has been faithful. Here it is, the 29th day of November, and what is this, the 28th or the 29th? Yeah, this is the 9th day of November. And believe it or not, we're getting ready to close out November. It seems like it just came in, but here it is, the 29th day, and we're setting our sights on December. But I do praise God for his keeping power, for him sustaining us through this whole month, the 11th month of the year, preparing for the 12th month. And we have much to be thankful for. I just thank him today for his keeping power, for him looking beyond my faults and getting right to my needs. We serve an on-time God. Some of you will agree with me on that. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always right on time. And so God has been faithful. We're almost at the end of the year, and we have so much to give him praise for. Well, let me give you the playback number today for our inspirational time. We're on two different platforms, and we welcome those on Facebook Live as well as those who are on the conference call. The number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we're certainly grateful for each of you who participate and be a part and support this inspirational moment each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Well, even as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating, I tell you, I wish they would just come up with a plan where they can extend Thanksgiving a little longer, don't you? Thanksgiving just kind of sets the tone. It's a season of Thanksgiving. It's a season of stewardship. And it just reminds us of family and gatherings and friends and food and good fellowship. But we know that seasons come and seasons go. And so we have to appreciate the time that we have to spend together whenever we get an opportunity. And so I'm certainly grateful for God sustaining us in this season. There's a word found in Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse number 9, a very familiar passage of scripture. And it says this: let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season — there's that word season — in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And I want to just encourage somebody, and I made mention of it on Sunday, even as we were talking about making room for our harvest. I want to encourage you and let you know that your season will come. Yeah, your season will come. One of the inspirational thoughts that I use on a regular basis is from Bishop Joseph Walker III. And he has a little devotional book that I use on a number of occasions just to help motivate me and to get me running in the morning. But in this book, he talked about how important it is for us to remember that there's a seed time and a harvest time. Yeah, there's a time to plant and there's a time to reap. And so Genesis 8:22 says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. That's found in the English Standard Version. That's Genesis, the 8th chapter, verse 22. In other words, he's trying to get us to see here that the principle of seed time and harvest, first of all, was established by God. So we talk about harvest, we talk about making room, we talk about how important it is to plant seed. But this was, first of all, established by God. And here it is. It'll be in effect until the end of the earth, until as long as we're on the earth. And just as December cold turns into July's heat, talking about the change in the seasons, as sure as the change comes and we experience both day and night, every 24 hours, you know what? There is a season of harvest for those who have sown seed. I said there's a season of harvest for those who have sown seed and sacrifice and service And there's no need for us then to be envious of anyone else's harvest. Sometimes we start looking to our left and we start looking to our right. We start seeing how other people are reaping and how they are being blessed. But we ought not be envious or jealous of anyone else's harvest. Just keep on doing well. That's what this scripture is telling us. And your season will automatically come. You have to continue to trust God even when you can't trace him. You got to stay focused. You got to narrow your focus and you got to plant seeds so that when the time does come for your season to come, then you'll be ready to reap what you have planted. Paul reminds the church in Galatia, he says, and let us not grow weary. Don't get tired of doing good. For in due season, and that's determined by God, we will reap if we do not give up. And two verses prior to that, those of you who are familiar with this passage of scripture, Paul explained to them seed time and harvest. He says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. So you've got to sow good seed if you expect a good harvest. Many times we sow bad seed and expect a good harvest, but that's not how it works. It says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So I think the challenge for us, just like it was for them, is to make sure that we sow good seed, to make sure that we don't give up before we receive what God has promised, and that the harvest is not left up to us, but it's left up to God. Many times when people see a little trouble or a sign of difficulty coming their way, they want to give up. They want to throw in the towel. They want to walk away. But this word encourages us not to grow weary in doing good. Keep on doing what God requires of you. Keep on pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And God is going to honor your faith. God is going to honor your commitment. God is going to honor your sacrifice and your willingness to trust him, even in a season when it doesn't look like anything is going to come up. Sometimes we get in such a hurry to reap a harvest till we don't wait for God to do what he said he would do. Listen, my brother, my sister, go ahead and be faithful and diligent and consistent. Even as we prepare to close out this year, continue to trust the timing of God in your situation. Because when we walk in our destiny and we fix our eyes on our destination, we ought not never ever let us become, we ought not never ever become sidetracked by our circumstances. Our circumstances many times might dictate our faith, but you got to continue to press even in the midst of things that don't look like what you expect them to be. And all too often, we want one thing when God might have something altogether in store for us. So the word for us today is to encourage you to hold on and see what the end is going to be like. Don't grow weary. Trust the timing of God and know that he will do exactly what he said he would do. This is a wonderful blessing, and there's a wonderful blessing in waiting on God and to see how the investments that you made, the seeds that you planted, and see how they have not been in vain. You have to walk in this principle and know that it comes to fruition for those who have faith. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, not just some of your ways, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him. And guess what? Your season will come. Well, that's the word for today. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for being our God. We thank you that you are a keeper and that all power is within your hands. There's absolutely nothing too hard for you. We know that you created a time for everything under the heaven. And so, God, we pray now that you will help us to sow our seeds wisely and have patience to see them grow into fruition. And so, God, we bless you and we honor you. And we know that our season will come. You said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they will not faint. So God, teach us how to wait on you. We know that seasons come and seasons go. But God, we are going to continue to do a good work and wait for our season to come. And so we love you today. We're not going to give up. We're not going to throw in the towel. But we're going to continue to keep our eyes focused on you and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, that's the thought for today. The playback number is 605-475-3228. It's 605-475-3228. And look, let's prepare ourselves now. We're in the season of Advent and anticipation, expectation for the coming of Christ. So let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. God bless you. And look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And by all means, keep those spiritual antennas up and expect God to use you in a powerful and a mighty way. Until next time, you be blessed.